Welcome to Adventuring the Girl Life, where we believe life for every girl should be well lived. Each week, we'll explore tips and techniques to add more adventure to your world, from fitness and self-care to career building and fulfillment in even the most mundane parts of life. So buckle up, I'm your host, Jen Whitmore, certified personal trainer, mom of two, lover of everything Christmas, and your new partner in adventure. Hey, hey, girls, welcome back to the podcast and a very, very Merry Christmas from me to you. If you are listening to this podcast today, the day that it was published, it is Christmas Day. So very, very Merry Christmas from me to you and your family. I cannot believe that it is here already. And in just a few short days, we will be jumping right into our New Year Challenge, First Six. So if you have not gotten yourself signed up for that, the link is in the show notes. And as I have mentioned before, we start January 1st, and there is not going to be any allowance for being late. So jump in with us, girls. Don't forget. I hope that your Christmas morning has been as amazing as mine, because I'm so thankful of the blessings that we have been blessed with. And I hope that Santa Claus came to visit you and he was good to you. And I hope that you are appreciative of the Lord Jesus's birthday. And this has just been a wonderful, wonderful season for my family and I. A whole year, actually. And this is why today's topic is going to be all about our year-end review. Now, if you work in a corporate setting, like a regular office, not like a stay-at-home mom, anything like that, then sometimes companies will do a year-end review with you as an employee and see what kind of things, you know, you could improve, what kind of things you accomplished through the year, how well you did, et cetera, et cetera. So I wanted to focus at the end of this year, this very last week of 2018, on our year-end review. So I will tell you that I actually sat down and tried to record this episode before I did my own year-end review, and I just couldn't do it. I actually ended up just deleting everything that I had, and I sat down and did my own year-end review and then re-recorded this episode for you, because I was excited about my own year, but I needed to actually have it down on the paper in front of me to be able to show you and give you great examples of a year-end review. So I feel like that sometimes we get so into our little space that we can't really broaden our focus out and see what's going on. And honestly, this did happen to me while I was doing the year-end review. I actually sat down and started to write down all of the things that I felt that I had accomplished this year. And then I actually had to pull out my calendar and go back through to see what all there was to see, because we get so focused on our day-to-day, our week-to-week, we kind of forget what's been going on for months past. And so that is actually one of our steps today as we go through, is going back through your calendar month by month. So before we jump right into our how-to, I wanted to talk to you about the journey and not the destination, just real quickly. There's actually a quote out there about that, and I'm blanking on the author at this point, but it's basically about you learning from the journey and not the destination. And I feel like that is so true, and it obviously rings true with a lot of our episodes that we do on this podcast, because we are always in it. You know, we're never not in something. So we might be going through a great time or a hard time, but once we come to the other side, that's something that we have beautifully accomplished, but then we're on to the next and we're into something else. So it is always about the journey and not the destination, because none of us are ever going to arrive. None of us are ever going to be perfect. We may go through milestones, great milestones of life in success, promotions, you know, I'm going through business things right now. I obviously want to be on the other side of business success, but that doesn't mean that it will ever be finished. Do you understand what I'm saying? Our self-care, you know, we get on the wagon, we fall off the wagon, we get on the wagon, we learn new techniques and things to do, and we just never completely get there because we aren't perfect. We aren't perfect people. We are not immortal. We all age. We all change. And I personally am actually thankful for that, because I don't think I would ever want to be the past person that I have been. I always want to grow and change. So let's go over what all we have accomplished in this past year. And I'm going to teach you how to sit down and go through your entire year step by step so that you can see it out on paper, black and white, on how great your year has been, even if you think it may not have been that great. Even if you think it has not been that great, I'm going to prove it to you. Okay, so first, I want you to get a paper and pen and be able to sit down somewhere quietly so that you can focus. I want you to write down these questions. What obstacles have I overcome this year? What have I accomplished this year? What did I create this year? What was most important? So those are the questions that I want you to sit down and focus on. And if you need to sit and think about them for a short time before you start writing, that's okay, because sometimes we just need to rack our brains about what's been going on. All right. After those questions are answered, I also want you to pull out your calendar. Go back to January and write down everything that happened month by month. Now, you don't have to get as detailed as from January through March, I took my kid to swim practice. No, I want to know what all has gone on that was important, that was notable, that was a milestone through your calendar. So I am going to just give you a few of mine from month to month. Last January, I launched my No Sugar Added program through my business. I went to 4 business conferences this year, which I'm all about, you know, going on adventures and learning new things and getting better, improving. So that was actually a lot, 4 business conferences this year. In March, it was my first chance to go to a salt cave. I had never done that before, and there's an adventure video on my YouTube channel. Although, if you are new to the podcast, I was doing adventure videos and I had to slow those down at this point in time in the business. I'm hoping to be able to resume them at some point, but there are a few videos on there on adventures that I have been on. So the salt cave was one of them. In April, I also stopped going to physical therapy. I had been going to physical therapy for a long while for my foot, and then my foot turned into my hip and my shoulder, and my whole left side was basically falling apart. But in April, I stopped going to physical therapy because I had started to get a lot better. In June, it was my birthday, and my daughter went away for the very first time for 5 days to camp. That was a milestone for me and for her. In July, I started this podcast. I started Adventuring the Girl Life in July, and it was a major milestone. I am so proud of it. And it would not be possible for all of you listeners. So I absolutely appreciate you so much. okay, in September, my husband and I were going to a personal trainer. This was a different kind of situation where I felt like that I wanted a jump start because you all know I am a personal trainer, but I wanted some outer motivation that wasn't me. And my husband joined me. It's probably the first time that we've actually ever worked out together on a regular basis because he likes to do his own thing, which I totally understand. In October, I went on my very first girls' weekend. I have been wanting to do this for years and just never got it accomplished. So a bunch of girls in my life, we left the men at home with our children and we went on a four-day beach trip and it was amazing. We had the best time. We did all the things that girls do when they get together. We stayed up late and we went shopping. We went shopping for basically 4 days straight. It was so much fun. I can't wait to do it again next year. In November, I took my very first solo trip. I talked about this in previous episodes, but I went to Nashville all alone this year. I flew on a plane by myself, stayed in a hotel by myself, Ubered all by myself. I explored while I was there. And honestly, if I decide to go back next year, I am hoping to stay a little bit longer so I can do a little bit more exploring. But I had a blast and I was all on my own. And that was a very first for me. And in December, this month, I am getting to go see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They have been one of my favorites since I was a kid, and my husband planned this months ago. It has been a surprise up until this month, and I am going to see them, and I am so excited about it. I cannot wait to go and experience this finally. This is like one of those bucket list kind of things because I have loved them for so long. I read 6 books this year. My son joined advanced soccer, and my husband got a fantastic promotion. Okay, now that was my year. I understand that some years are way better than others. A couple of years ago, my husband and I did not have a great 2 years. That was during our miscarriages, and I felt like that my whole life was falling apart. But, like I said, there are some years that are better than others. So 2018, once I actually wrote it down and looked back, my year was fantastic, and I am so happy with all of the blessings that the Lord has blessed me with. But I want you to understand that this is for your improvement. This is for your joy. So even if there's things on there that are not positive. Maybe a family member that you loved dearly passed away. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe your business didn't take off the way that you wanted it to. I can put that one in there for me as well. But there are so many things to be thankful for. So after you've written down all of the questions and you've answered all of your questions, and then you've gone back through your month-by-month calendar, I want you to write another question. What is it that you learned? This will help you slow your year down. I personally feel that the older I get, that saying about how the days are long but the years are short gets more and more true. I think that this will help you take a step back from being in the thick of it, like I said earlier, and see what all went on this year and help you to understand what all you actually accomplished in this 365 days. All of these life experiences that you have gone through, they absolutely are making you who you are. So don't be ashamed of them. Don't be exhausted by them. Be happy and joyful and let them bring you good things in the upcoming year. Okay, another question. How do you feel about your year? Are you satisfied? Write that down and write down how you feel about it. Was your year a good year? Do you feel like that there could have been improvements? That's another question. How could you improve? Now, I do not want this to be a pity party session. As I said, there are good years and sometimes there's not so good years. But this is for you to help yourself mold, and improve the future. So I hope that you enjoy this exercise. I want you to embrace all the positive vibes in the aspects that you are only human. We all have improvements to make because we aren't perfect and we are striving for progress, not perfection. I know if you are a loyal listener, you have heard me say that before. Progress, not perfection. And our very last question, what's next for you? Now, episodes last week and the week before, which were episodes 25 and 26, talked a lot about what we're doing next. Now, I know that kind of seems backwards. I had two previous episodes about what we were doing next before we did our year-end review. But I just felt like that the year-end review episode was appropriate for the last week of the year. So if you feel the need to go back and listen to episode 25 and 26 about what's going on for the next year, then go right ahead. I hope that you get great ideas from it. But I want you to also, again, write down what is next for you. How can you make improvements? How can you be joyful in the upcoming season? How are you going to start out your new year? And if you still haven't joined me in First Six, I hope that you will sign up. The link will be in the show notes, and this is how we're going to start out the first 6 weeks of 2019. I will see you in your inbox January the 1st and next Tuesday, which will also be January the 1st. I'm so excited about it. As always, before we leave, we have to do our crown and our flop. Now, my flop for this week was kind of a big deal, because I planned an ugly sweater Christmas party, and on Thursday before the Friday party, still had no ugly sweater. I know that that sounds insane, but I had planned with my husband to have these god-awful, hideous sweaters for the party. And then once we tried to order them, realized that they were not going to get here until February. That's a bit too late. So we kept scrambling to try to figure out what to do, because we had tried to order the sweaters earlier, you know, than Thursday before the Friday party. But once we figured out that we weren't going to be able to get them, then we were scrambling. So we had to figure out what to do. So Thursday night before the party, we are at Target past the children's bedtime looking for ugly sweaters. Just so you know, success was had, but still, nothing like cutting it close. Crowning moment. Okay. I mentioned to you earlier that I get to go to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. This is my crowning moment for the week. My husband planned this months in advance as a surprise. He told me we were doing it, but I didn't know what we were doing. It was just a random Wednesday. We were going somewhere and I needed to figure out a babysitter. I'm like, a random Wednesday? Like, it's a school night. And we need a babysitter. Like, what in the world is going on? So he kept it a secret all the way up until this last week. And then he told me, oh my gosh, I could have squealed. I kind of did. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra plays this version of Carol of the Bells that is my absolute favorite. So I have these memories of my dad and I listening to a cassette tape that he owned by a band called Sabotage. And we would listen to it all the time. Like, it totally didn't have to be Christmas, but we would pop it in. And so I have these memories of us riding around in his truck, listening to this song very early on in my life. And I just loved it so much. And so it stuck with me as I aged. So every year when this song comes on the radio, it's my absolute favorite. I listen to it and enjoy and do the whole like fake drumming thing, the loud humming, because it's all instrumental if you have heard it. So I get really into it. And so Alan planned this adventure for us to go on, and I haven't gone yet at the time of this recording. It's next week. So I am so excited. My crowning moment goes to my husband, because I know that it is going to be epic. So look for pictures on Instagram. I cannot wait. I'm very excited. I hope that you all are having a fantastic Christmas. And I will see you next week, January the 1st, on Tuesday, for our regularly scheduled meeting. Thank you so much for listening today, girls. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. And if you have enjoyed this episode of Adventuring the Girl Life, please remember to subscribe to the show and leave a review so that more girls can grow. Until next week, girls, adventure on!